Darling, good morning. I hope you're having a good day today. I missed you so much. Where are you? Why aren't you responding? It's 1 p.m. You're on your break now, right? Hello? Hello? You're making Mommy very upset right now. Why are you ignoring me? Are you out with someone else? This distance is killing me. I should do something about it. Oh, sorry, darling. I was a little occupied. Texting and driving would be irresponsible. I'll be there soon. Talk to you later. Hello? Hello, darling? It's me, your girlfriend, Ian. Huh? Hello? Where'd you go? I told you I was on my way, didn't I? You're so silly. Come on, let me in. It's really cold out here, and I'd really love your warm embrace right now. I told you I'd see you soon, right? Well, here I am. I took a plane and then drove here to see you. Do you not wish to see Mommy? See? I told you it's me. It really is. But hey, darling, if anyone else tries to make you open your door, don't do it. You know, in case they might be pretending. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you. But it's okay. Now that I'm here, then I can protect you. It'll just be you and I. Finally. No more late-night calls. No more waiting for messages to be sent. We'll finally go on the dates we wish to go on. Now then, would you mind moving aside? I can't fit through the door frame with the things I'm carrying in.
Darling? Why did you close the door on me? It must be the wind, right? Right? Darling, I don't understand. Why aren't you letting me in? No, I promise it is me. Your girlfriend. We've been dating for the past 2 weeks. Your address? Come on, honey. You told me your address before. Yeah, you know, through Snapchat Maps. I was able to track where you would go. Didn't we agree on this? Honey, please. I think you're kinda delusional from the lack of sleep. How about you let me in, let me cook dinner, run a nice warm bath, and then we can sleep together, okay? Still, not going to open the door for me? Very well, then. I guess I don't have a choice. But just so you know, Mommy is very upset with you. I guess I don't have a choice. Plan B it is.
You didn't have to worry about that, darling.
If you would have willingly let me in, you wouldn't have to experience it. I wouldn't have to do it. But unfortunately, I'm afraid I have to. But surely you still love me, right? You'd be fine with it. I knew you would. I'm coming, darling. So I see you've installed multiple locks, huh? You think that's going to stop me? If you're not going to let me do that, then I'm afraid I'll have to bring out the big guns. And not literally, I don't have any guns. Ah, there you are, my trusty axe. I wonder how easy it would be to break open this door. Come on, darling. Let me in.
Ta-da! Easy as slicing a cake. Oh, speaking of cake, do you have room in the fridge? I need to refrigerate the cake before it goes bad. Yes, darling, I brought cake for the both of us. For our wedding. Oh, oops. Did I not mention we were going to get married today? I would have done so if you let me in earlier. But I guess this is okay too. Now, come to me, darling. We're going to get married. We're going to stay with each other for the rest of our lives. I'm so excited. Oh, the chains? Well, you've been really disobedient lately. I'm afraid I don't have a choice but to use it. But you like being chained up, don't you? You want Mommy to restrict your movement. You want Mommy to take control. You want to be Mommy's good boy forever, right? Don't resist. Let Mommy bring your fantasies to life. All those messages weren't for nothing after all. I'd love to do everything with you. Good boy. So obedient for Mommy, aren't you? Look, I even brought a tuxedo for you. In your size and everything. Oh, how I've been dreaming about this moment since I was a little girl. I'm so lucky to be spending the rest of my life with you. Now then, if you'll excuse me. What's wrong, darling? I'm just changing in front of you. It's not like this is the first time you've seen me. like this, right? What? Did you forget about all those video calls we've done? And done. Do you like my dress? Don't you think I look beautiful in it? I actually made it myself. I was really short on time, and there was no one around me that could make it on such short notice. But it's all right. You're the only one that gets to see me in this. And you'll be the only one taking it off me later. Now then, do you, my darling, take me to be your beloved wife? Of course you'd say yes, but you're meant to say I do. And do I take you to be my lovely, loving, adorable, handsome husband for the rest of my life? I do. Here's your ring, darling. Of course I knew your ring size. What kind of dedicated girlfriend would I be if I didn't even bother remembering it? And now, to exchange kisses. And this will be our first kiss. First kiss in real life. So I better make it memorable. We're finally going to be together forever and ever and ever.